It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
You know what, Mr. Lee? Every time I hear this opener now, I just picture you and me with an explosion behind us. And, you know, you've got the heat coming off us and we're walking towards the camera.
In slow-mo?
In slow-mo, no. Yeah.
Slow-mo.
Yep. Pretty epic, isn't it?
I love it.
I love the action you're doing so there. Good. It looks like you're on a treadmill.
It does actually. I should have realised that. No, that's not.
Should do it more often, Mr.
Lee.
It
like I'm in slow motion. Hey, it's very hard when he's sitting at a table opposite you and I'm trying to look like I'm...
You're doing a great job, though. It just you look like Running Man. Welcome to Talking Flicks.
What happened to him?
Yeah, I don't know. You're gone. You can be the next Running Man, though, if you keep that up. Welcome to Talking Flicks. Great to have you here, Mr. Lee. How's your week been? You happy? You been good? You look great this week, as usual.
Yeah, well, I am. I feel really good. It's Good Friday, so what more can you want? Oh. The Easter Bunny's only two nights sleep away.
See,
chocolate.
This is not a good weekend for me, I'll be honest. And it all starts today because after we wrap this up, Mr. Lee, I've got a nice smorgasbord of chips and scallops and cocktails. Rare and ready to go. So, and then Sunday, of course, hopefully the Easter Bunny comes. Hopefully he comes to you as well, Mr. Lee.
So, tell me, I hope he does too, I hope he finds me. Tell me, I don't know whether I asked you this last year, it's been 12 months since this last question. Do you like white or dark or just ordinary chocolate?
Milk chocolate, all the way. Milk chocolate. How about you? I reckon you're a dark chocolate guy.
White chocolate.
Oh, see, I didn't see that coming.
I love white chocolate. And the reason I think I like white chocolate is because when my kids were little, you know the Cadbury's that you'd buy? No one liked white chocolate. So I think that's why I like it, because no one would eat it. So, you know, when you go to the fridge, you go, oh, it's always there. Where if it was milk chocolate, it'd be gone because the kids would eat it. So,
well, I'm surprised that there's no white chocolate choc tops at the Forum 6 in Tamworth because... Hold on, here we go. I've just given him an idea.
I've never thought of that. Oh, we could do that. Oh, I've got to do it now.
They'll go off the shelf. They will. Who does it? No one does it. You found a hole in the market, Mr. Lee. You can thank me later. So, happy Easter to everyone getting into this weekend. School holidays been good, Mr. Lee? Been very busy at the Forum 6 in Tamworth,
We have been so busy. It's been great. And we keep saying to people, do it. Buy your tickets online to guarantee a seat, because we've been selling out of sessions of Minecraft. We've been selling out of sessions of other movies. So make sure you buy online.
Yeah. Well, let's rip into the show. Oh, I'm just looking at the notes here you've got for us today. This is really good. I love it how you write up my notes. I should just get you to do this. Anyway, we've got some great new releases this week. We've got Sinners, we've got Warfare, Drop the Correspondent, which we'll get into shortly. And you've got a scoop on Christopher Nolan. You gave this little sexy hook in our Flickster on Wednesday. What's the situation there? You don't want to give too much away before the end, though, do you? I know you're keeping your cards very close to your chest.
Correct. I'm not saying anything until we get to the news because I don't want to spoil it.
Well, I'm glad I asked the question. We'll go around the screens. We're going to bring you the biggest stories in film. And guess what? Fast Flicks, it's back. And this week, it's got to go off, Mr. Lee. We've got to give away a month's worth of movies. Surely.
It's got to go off. I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Aaron is standing by, and we'll get to him a bit later on in the podcast. Let's get things underway.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Well, can you believe it? Sinners is on the big screen this week. Michael B. Jordan, we've got Jack O'Connell, and it's all about twin brothers who return to their hometown to start over again. They left because they had a lot of trouble in their town, but unfortunately, there's been evil waiting to welcome them back. Let's take a listen and talk more after.
I've been all over this world. I've seen men die. ways I ain't even know was possible. Hey, brother. Be careful. I will. With all the things that I've seen, I ain't ever seen no demons, no ghosts, no magic. Till now.
Hey, get back inside.
Let me in, man. Some weird shit going on out here.
You keep dancing with the devil. One day he's gonna follow you home.
Yeah, that's Sinners. Now, Mr. Lee, the director of this movie, behind Black Panther, Creed as well, very talented.
Very talented. And who would that be, JT?
That'd be Ryan Coogler. Is that the director?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very good.
See, I know my stuff, right?
I'm very impressed. Well done.
I bet you didn't know.
It's a horror. Well, I'm not shocked that you don't know that, because you love horrors.
I do.
And I have to say, when they started talking about evil and all that, and it's not vampires, what's the other thing they were talking about? You know it's going to be creepy, but anyway. So that one's out. Something I will say, but the glowing red eyes in the vampires that you see, they actually got the inspiration from Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, from 2022.
Really?
That?
Okay.
So, yeah. I can't remember Puss in Boots back then.
Yeah,
so.
It's like a complete 180 with that. That's,
yes.
Yeah, miles apart.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, another movie, Mr. Lee, is Warfare. I really do like the look of this one. This is great for anyone who loves a good war movie. And that's what you're getting with these Navy SEALs. And it just looks like action from go to woe.
Yeah, look, it's loosely based on a true story. And I have to say that some of the names have been changed. Some names haven't been. But it is based on a guy and his story of when he went to Iraq and he actually saw things happen, which is not good. As we all know, war is not good anyway. But it's got Will Poulter in it. He's come a long way, you know. Since he's actually been in a few Marvel films, he's come a long way. Connor, Finn Bennett. It's got so many good actors in it. Let's have a listen.
Alpha 2, we might have guys starting to move on our position.
Copy, we're getting a buildup of activity here too.
Yeah, I definitely see weapons at this point.
Yeah, we have definite massing.
Converging to your north and south.
This is Frogman 6, Romeo. We need an evac at our last known position.
We have severely wounded.
Who's the severely wounded?
It's not you.
It's me. Who is it?
No, it's not you.
Who is it?
Copy, 1, we're in contact 2.
Let's move!
Here's the plan.
EA 5 minutes, over.
The scouts are gonna lead us out, and I'm bringing up the rear. Pop smoke.
Smoke out.
We are all coming back. Yes, sir.
OP-1, they are en route to you.
3 minutes out!
3 minutes!
Eyes on me and only me.
Has anyone looked at you?
2 minutes out!
Two minutes!
Where are you guys?
Look for the blood and the smoke!
Multiple bad guys trying to get to our position.
Inbound! Inbound!
Fire cover!
1 minute out!
1 minute!
We have enemy on our building and all surrounding buildings.
Roger that. Stand by. Going hot.
You gotta get ready, man. This is gonna hurt.
On my count. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, there you go. How is that for action, Mr. Lee? A bit scary in some parts too. Like, it's, yeah, crazy it what these guys go through.
I think it sounded like it was real, didn't it? It sounded very like you were in on the action. Now, another one that opened up yesterday is Drop. Now, this is another horror thriller. Are we up to about 5,000 horrors this year?
Yeah, and so we're only in April. It's been another big year for horror films.
It certainly is. Now, this is actually interesting because it's loosely inspired by Olivia and her experience at dinner with her partner, who's an executive producer of the movie, and a friend, where they kept receiving random Shrek memes via AirDrop. So this is the story of a lady who goes on a date, hasn't been on a date for years, and then she all of a sudden gets anonymous drops to her phone. That's a bit scary, isn't it?
It's very scary. It kind of reminded me of watching the trailer, Liam Neeson on Non-Stop, when he's the air marshal in the plane. He's getting those text messages from someone on the plane saying, you know, they're blackmailing him, you know, to get things done and whatnot. And very, very similar line. This lady, she's on a date, and she's being blackmailed pretty much with a kid at home. Quite creepy. Let's have a listen to Drop.
Somebody keeps sending me these.
You gotta be within 50 feet to send a drop. It's someone in the restaurant. Violet, everything okay?
I'll be right back.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, my son is being held. What do you want from me? I can't do that. I'll kill you if you hurt my son. When I find out who's threatening my son, I'll show them how dangerous a mother can be. I know it's you. How's this date going? First date jitters.
No, you're killing it.
Edgy seat stuff, Mr. Lee. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's your type of movie as well.
Totally is.
Yeah, wow. Look, the next one we're going to talk about is my type of movie. It's a new thriller. It's The Correspondent. It stars Richard Roxenberg, and it's actually the true story that happened in December 2013 in Egypt when the Australian journalist Peter Gresky, he went over there to do some reporting, of course, for TV for Australia, but he got accused of terrorism. And so he actually was then taken away by the authorities, and then he was used as a pawn to actually do things between Australia and to the world. Now, this is actually a very interesting story because the director, Krib Stenders, he actually not only wanted to direct the movie, he was asked if he knew the story. He said, yes, I do know the story, and also I actually have known Peter from childhood. So what a twist. Like, how fun is that? You know, like, here you are going to do something, and all of a sudden you're actually directing, you know, a kid that you knew from, you know, all those years ago.
Nice story to go with that one. This is The Correspondent. That is out right now, along with a massive list of movies and a whole heap of them for the school holidays too, Mr. Lee. Let's have a look what's going on.
Yeah, we've got Death of a Unicorn, The Chosen Last Supper, Disney Snow White, Dogman, The King of Kings, Looney Tunes, The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Minecraft movie, Novocaine No Pain, and A Working Man, all playing at a cinema near you. Check the local websites for more details.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Talking Flicks Top 5.
Done like a true professional, Mr. Lee. Very well done.
Yes. I didn't go rogue.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. That was very well done this week. You get a 5 out of 5 for that one. Speaking of fives, let's go around the world. Let's have a look and see what is hot and what's not at the box office. And Mr. Lee likes to surprise us with our, well, let's say our third country we're going to go to, because we'll get to the USA and Oz very soon. Mr. Lee, nice you're sending me to India this week. I do appreciate that.
Yes, I thought it'd be nice. Because I thought it'd be easy to pronounce some of the movie names.
I'm quite partial to a Rogan Josh or a Butter Chicken, so I certainly appreciate you, or a Vindaloo.
Well, can I say, the reason why I picked India, because we actually had Butter Chicken last night for dinner.
Oh, of course you did. Oh, that's good. Well, you know what? And thank you for thinking of me with pronouncing these movies, because they are so easy. Yes. Number five is Moana 2. Number four is A Complete Unknown. Oh, damn, Chalamet's gone.
Good.
Give you Chewbacca anyway. Number three, Mufasa the Lion King. Number two is Disney, Snow White. And number one for India, The Amateur.
Now, off to the USA. Number five is Drop. Number four is Warfare. Number three is The Amateur. Number two is The King of Kings. And number one for the USA, a Minecraft movie.
Hey! Wow. Yeah, great. Great to see it there. Doing big things.
It is. So good.
Let's see if it's number one for Oz, though, Mr. Lee. This is where it all counts. Number five is Disney's Snow White. Number four is The Chosen Last Supper. Number three is The Amateur. Number two for Oz is Dogman. So, do we need the drum roll, Mr. Lee? Probably not. No. Number one for Oz is, of course, a Minecraft movie. Mr. Lee, are we heading into Inside Out 2 territory here? Just want to know. Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think we might be. And you know what? I think it's because of you and Riley's review on Talking Flicks last week.
It was pretty stellar, wasn't it?
Has caused it not to be number one.
Yeah, it was very, very good. Very good. Okay, so who knows? Yeah, there you go. That is the top five for Oz, USA, and India. Mr. Lee, we've been waiting to get into your goss, your news, and let's start with Florence Pugh.
Yeah, now this is actually interesting. We've talked about Tom Cruise and how much his insurance would be to do his stunts. Well, Florence wanted to do a stunt for the new Thunderbolts movie. She wanted to jump off the world's second tallest building for her character, but they wouldn't let her because of insurance. And so she actually contacted the president of Marvel Studios, which is Kevin, and she said, I don't want to use a stunt double. I want to do this stunt. So when Thunderbolts come out, you're now going to have to watch to see whether she did it or not. I'm not going to tell you.
In Kuala Lumpur, 2,722 feet tall. No, thank you. But you know what, Mr. Lee? I'm thinking come Oscars time next year, that could be our bet. What do you reckon? The loser jumps off this building.
Oh, I don't like heights either.
I'll be studying the form guide like nothing else. I'll be starting now. We've been talking since Wednesday about Christopher Nolan and The Odyssey. Now you've got some news on this. Finally, you can let it all out of the bag.
Yeah, look, this is so exciting. Christopher Nolan, he needs another hit after Oppenheimer, because it was a huge hit for him last year. So what he has done, he's actually got 24 different books, and he's actually made it into a 10-year journey story of Odyssey. So what has happened is he's made the whole journey of the movie 10-year period. And so it's all going to have the king of, is it Ithacha? Is that how he says it? Is that his name? King of Ithacha?
Love it. He comes to me.
I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, I know, because I have no idea. I can't pronounce half these words. Who's coming home from the Trojan War, and then on the way he encounters different things. He finds out all his crew members have been killed, which is not good. And so at least we're finding out a little bit more, because there's been very big hush-hush about the Odyssey. No one's been talking about it, and so no one knew what it was going to be. So for him now to be releasing little bits about it, it's a big tease until it actually gets released. So hopefully we'll find out more. So I'll tell you more about it.
All right, let's go around the screens and see what's coming up at the Odeon 5 and Forum 6 in Tamworth and Wagga. What's the go, Mr. Lee?
Well, we've got in all our sites on May 4, we've got the next Met Opera, which will be exciting. It's Tosca. At the Odeon 5, they're doing a special 20th anniversary of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and that's on April 26 and 27. And they've also got a screening of Flow, which was the Oscar-winning one that I picked, on the 27th and 30th for the Orange Film Society. And then in Tamworth on May 9, we have a special Q&A with some filmmakers from A Journey Between the Fires. Now, we were very lucky. Troy Cassadaly, this is his documentary. We were very lucky in Country Music Time. We actually had Troy and a lot of people come to a special screening. So we're very lucky to have this another special screening for the people of Tamworth to come and enjoy this very down-to-earth movie.
And there is no greater guy in country music than Troy Cassadaly. Oh, lovely guy.
He's such a... He's a fantastic guy. You know, I actually remember saying to him, can I have a photo, which you know I always like to get you love my your photos. Selfies. Yep.
I'll be getting and that on the like, Stinger
sure,
bus.
Mate, yeah. Yeah. He goes, yeah, sure, mate, yeah. And, like, he's just such a nice guy. And I remember talking to his aunts who were beautiful ladies and they were a bit of a wag. So it was just, yeah, I'm so excited to be able to play this movie again. So looking forward to it on May 9th. Tickets are on sale now for that too. And some other good news, just very quickly, Andre went off last weekend, can I just say?
No surprises.
Your nan and I had a great time. Oh. It was so much fun.
Did you talk about the will?
I'm so happy. Yep. But
did you get stuck into you about it?
We said we won't talk about that at all because we don't want the family to find out. No, your family to find out.
She doesn't have much, Mr. Lee. That's okay, Mr. Lee. You keep hanging on there. Okay, opening up next week is Until Dawn. And this one's got Ella Rubin in it, Michael Cimino as well. What do we know about this one?
Well, this is actually quite interesting. It's all about 1 year after her sister, Melanie, disappeared, and her friends have got to try to find out and search for answers of what has actually happened. Now, the other one that's opening next week, which I'm excited, is The Accountant 2. Now, tell me, did you watch the first one with Ben Affleck?
I did.
He's not a typical accountant, is he?
Certainly
I'm
not.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait for this one to open. I really, really enjoy it. I can't believe it's 9 years ago since we had the first one. So
yeah. It doesn't feel like that long, does it? But that's, yeah, that's pretty crazy. So, yeah, I'd be looking to see where they take the storyline.
Yeah, so can't wait. Now, if you missed our Talking Flickster podcast last week, we had Eli do his review on Dogman, and how good was he?
He was amazing. Was so 14. Good. 14 as well.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And next week, we've got Denny heading to watch Sinners over the weekend. So he will have him on next Wednesday at midday when that one drops. So make sure you listen out for that, which will be very good.
And I'll point out as well, Mr. Lee, anybody can be a Talking Flickster as long as you love movies. And if you enjoy giving people your thoughts in the movie, maybe you're like, you're one of those that loves to spoil the ending for everyone. We don't want you to come on and do that, obviously. But if you love it that much, go to the Forum 6 website or Odeon 5 websites. Make sure you fill out the form. And also, very importantly too, Mr. Lee, the type of movies you want to watch, the genres, because that's how we divvy up these movies and we assign people is off the genre that you enjoy the most.
Correct. There's no point sending you into something that, you know, you don't like horror, like I don't, so I wouldn't enjoy it. So, yeah, we want you to go enjoy the movie on us and, yeah, have a bit of fun and then come onto the podcast and talk.
Speaking of having fun, Mr. Lee.
the quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
And it's everyone's favourite game, Mr. Lee, isn't it?
It certainly is. People want to play this game. There is a chance to win 4 movie tickets, a movie a week for a month. How cool is that?
That is great. To see you have to fork out for 4 movies. I mean, one was good enough, but 4 is just, it's happy days over here. It so, is. Yeah.
You just don't know what my credit card looks like at the end of the month.
I've got a bit of an idea. I think there's some room to move, though. So, yeah. But we'll find out whether or not today's contestant can take it out. We're yet to have a winner, Mr. Lee, who not just takes out a month's worth of movies, but also gets their face up here in Talking Flicks HQ on the Wall of Fame. It's blank. Wow. It's just a silhouette there at the moment. So
we need someone up there instead of your face. I don't want to put your face up.
Oh, but my face is up there because of the Oscars, Miss Lee. Now, that is a true winner, okay? A true winner. But hoping to have their face up there today is our contestant. It is Aaron. G'day, Aaron. How you going, man?
Yeah, great. How you going?
Wonderful, mate. Thank you for coming on Talking Flicks and Fast Flicks as well. How are you with your trivia in general? You good at your trivia nights and things like that?
Yeah, I have a crack. Sometimes I'm pretty confident, and then, it doesn't work out. But sometimes it does.
That's what we want. That's the spirit. Yeah. And are you good at movies? Have you got a favourite genre? What do you like with your movies?
I like action flicks, and I like comedies. That's probably my 2 favourites, maybe sci-fis.
Okay, how do you go with musicals?
I can have a go.
We did have 4 categories in play, but we're now down to 1. That category, Mr. Lee, is
musicals. So, unfortunately, Aaron.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Hold on, we've got to ask him. Aaron, what topic would you like to pick today?
I'll pick musicals.
Oh, right answer. Good perfect. Job, mate. Already off to a great start. Perfect. That's right.
Yeah. So, great.
30 seconds on the clock, 5 questions, get them all right, and you walk away with a month's worth of movies. And the first, the timer will start after the first question, which Mr. Lee will ask whenever you're ready, Mr. Lee.
No worries. Question 1. The song Summer Lovin' is from what movie?
Grease.
Question 2. True or false, the musical movie Chicago, did it win Best Picture?
Yes, true.
Question 3. Singing in the Rain was a huge hit for what studio?
Universal.
Question 4. Which 2001 movie features a plot where a group of performers are involved in a singing competition?
We're done, Mr. Lee. We're done. The time has stopped. Okay. Well, that wasn't too bad. How did we go, Mr. Lee? How did Aaron go with the questions there?
He actually got 2 out of 4 correct.
That's not bad, mate. Very good. Yes.
For musicals, that's pretty good, Aaron. I'm really impressed. Yeah. So, of course, the first one was Summer Lovin', and it was from Greece.
Nice.
True or false? Chicago, did it win Best Picture? You said yes, and it was in 2002. Singing in the Rain was a huge hit for MGM Studios.
MGM, massive. Yep.
And question 4, which 2001 movie features a plot of performance, blah, 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 is Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. Yeah, I should have got that. Yeah. My daughter loves that. I think she watches on repeat for a long time.
I think he could have asked a longer question, Aaron. I don't think it was long enough.
That's cool, eh?
Mate, thank you so much for playing. No luck today, but hopefully we can get you on again soon for another crack.
That'd be fantastic. Thanks, boys.
Mr. Lee, I seriously did think today was going to be the day, but poor Aaron. Oh. He came so close. I mean, he was so working his close way there. Yeah, yeah.
He did. I thought it was today as well. I thought today definitely was going to go off. So it's a shame for Aaron. But I get to keep my ticket, so that's my credit card saved.
Until next week. It's going to go off next week. I just know it. And it could be you to play if you love your trivia, you're a trivia buff, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Fill out the form and you could be taking on Fast Flicks. Mr. Lee, it has come time to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's nothing else here. Time goes that quick.
Well, there's nothing else here. We're done. So it's time to go.
It's quite scary. It just goes so quick. But before we go, I need to ask, have you got words of wisdom today?
I certainly do. And I thought this, I thought really hard about this one. I thought this is right up your alley, this one. If you're having fun, that's when the best memories are built. Because I know you love your memories. You're always talking about making, creating great memories, yes. Right? That's yes. Your philosophy. So I thought that, yeah, Simone Biles behind that one. So, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I like that. And that's so true.
Make some great memories this weekend. Go do something exciting.
Well, I did last weekend, I have to say. I took Zeus and I off and we had a puppuccino and a coffee and washed the car and, yeah, we had a great time.
Oh, look at that. You two getting like a house on fire. No mention of your wife at all. Yeah, exactly. Is there much on for this weekend, Mr. Lee? You got anything exciting happening this weekend? No.
Other than Easter, which I'm looking forward to it, and again, happy Easter to all our listeners.
Yes, happy Easter.
And just heaps and heaps of chocolate. That's all I wish everyone to have, a happy chocolate day.
Chocolate coma. In just the overindulgence. The one day of the year where you're allowed to. So get into it. I hope the Easter Bunny is good to you. And we are back.
And to you too.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lee. We are back at midday on Wednesday with our Talk and Flickster podcast. In the meantime, These sandwiches over here looking very nice, Mr. Lee. So we should go tuck in, shouldn't we?
I forgot to ask. Do you like egg and lettuce? I didn't even ask.
I do. I mean,
just presume. Good.
Yeah, I know. You didn't ask me at all. You just brought them in, but they look pretty fresh. So let's go and tuck in. We'll catch you on Wednesday.
Bye.
Happy Easter.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.